I'm Tifua, news director with 620 WTMJ. I'm joined by Milwaukee Business Journal's editor-in-chief Timothy Gibbons. And Wisconsin's been big in the news, especially around data centers. Let's start in Beaver Dam. What's going on with Meta in Beaver Dam?
Yes. Once again, data centers are the big thing, arguably the biggest story of the year in terms of development in Wisconsin. So Beaver Dam has, Meta has announced that they're investing more than $1 billion in building a data center there. Meta might be more known to listeners as Facebook. What's interesting about this isn't just that it's another big data center coming, but we've kind of collected them all, as the Pokemon fans say. OpenAI is doing a data center. Obviously, Microsoft has had that big complex under construction for a while, and now Meta. We really have all of the players who are in this space looking at Wisconsin.
What's interesting is the selection of the location of Beaver Dam. It's not a really well-known community. Why do you think Meta picked this spot?
So this has been a site that the state has been looking to have something done on in a while. It's going to be at Alliant Energy's Beaver Dam Commerce Park, which has been shovel-ready for development since 2019. It's this big mega site, and from an economic development standpoint, what a lot of times economic development people are looking for is one big user for a site. In this case, they were able to get that.
Now, Meta has said that they are going to be very realistic about the number of jobs they're going to be creating, but also about the environmental impacts. Walk us through what Meta is promising the community here in Wisconsin.
So the jobs are interesting. Once it is open, they're talking about 100 jobs. And that is one of the things that people always have to keep in mind on data centers, that if this was a factory of this size, obviously there'd be a lot more people employed. But the point of a data center is it's a bunch of computers sitting there, you know, minding their own business, so to speak. Now, there will be a huge number of construction jobs. We're talking about 1,000 people building this. I was talking to somebody earlier this week looking at the boom, and that's kind of an open question of, as all of this construction takes place, making sure that there are enough skilled workers to be doing it. But these are multi-year projects, so it's not like, you know, somebody just signing up for a season. This can be a job that lasts for a while. The environmental bit is also interesting. So data centers as an industry have gotten pushback on water usage and energy usage and all of these things that do have people concerned. Meta's kind of getting out in front of that, saying that they're going to help restore about 570 acres of wetland surrounding the data center, including giving 175 acres to Ducks Unlimited as part of its conservation efforts.
What was really interesting in their press conference this week is that community engagement director from Meta was saying is that they want to also be water positive by 2030. What is that implication in terms of water usage?
So that is a question that I don't want to get too far ahead of what the companies are saying. Here's the issue that I find interesting. So water usage pushback has become a defining feature of people who have concerns about data centers, and all of these data centers now are saying, look, we've heard these concerns. We are not going to be draining Lake Michigan to cool this thing. There's new technology out there. There's new coolants. They say that they can be more water friendly, so to speak. I'd say, as somebody who is, you know, kind of professionally a little cynical, let's see what happens, because there is a, it's good that they're promising this. It's better than if they, you know, were not promising to try to be more environmentally conscious. But until the thing is up and running, I don't think anybody actually can know for sure what their water usage is going to be.
Now, Meta is not the only company in the news talking about data centers this week. Microsoft has been making the news as well in a space that we're already familiar with.
It's fascinating because Microsoft was, you know, the first mover here, and it's always interesting to see. You know, they did not set out on their project and just, you know, rest on their laurels, so to speak. So this week they acquired another 135 acres in Racine County. They paid about $38 million for the land, which is east of the data center that's just about complete there. And they say it's going to be used for more data center development. Now, right now it's zoned for farmland. So if they do construction on that, it's going to take some work to actually get to that point. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. But they see a need for more space, more data centers out at that location.
What has been the feedback of the local community about this recent expansion?
So we haven't heard so much anything about this particular expansion. Obviously, the Microsoft going there was seen as a positive, but you are starting to see kind of across the board, I think as more of these are announced, communities start getting a little leery about them because they are big. They're not necessarily the most attractive of buildings. There are concerns, as we've said, about water usage and electricity usage, but so far across the state, there does seem to be a sense that this is a booming industry and Wisconsin is doing its most to claim a piece of it.
We're talking with Timothy Gibbons, editor-in-chief at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Timothy, let's go from Mount Pleasant to Menominee Valley. What's been happening about this particular space closer to where we are here in downtown?
So do you remember what the Menominee Valley was like 25 years ago?
I am not a native, so I actually do not remember.
Yeah, I also was not here, but in talking to people who were, apparently it was dirty and it was polluted and it was not a place people wanted to be. Over the past 25 years, a group of community partners, businesses, local leaders, nonprofits have really focused attention on that space and have turned in what is, you know, widely seen as a success story. Over the 25 years, it's attracted something like $2 billion in investment, something like 70 companies have moved there, 5,000 plus jobs. So a true turnaround for that area. And why we're talking about this now is it's 25 years, obviously, that's a nice anniversary milestone. But the people who did that transformation are now looking toward the future. What will the next 25 years bring? And they're talking about building on the base. You have Potawatomi and its casino hotel there. You have the environmental, the Hank Aaron Trail runs through there. They can make that area kind of an entertainment district where, based on the casino and the natural beauty sort of things, that they can create something that will attract even more people to the area.
Is there concern that there would be too much competition with Fiserv Forum and the Deer District being so close?
I mean, there's always competition, but you know, business people will say that just makes everybody stronger. That is a question that will play out over the next couple of years. There's discussion about what should be built around the American Family Field, which kind of is at the edge of that Menominee River Valley there. The question of how many sports and entertainment districts do we actually need in the city is a question, but it's across the industry. Sports leagues, sports teams have actually seen a lot of success in trying to take the land they have, take the people who come out for games and say, okay, you're already here for the game. How about you grab dinner? How about you spend some money elsewhere at the same time?
Really quickly before we end here, are there any particular companies that are looking at the Menominee Valley for future investment?
Yeah, there are several that are having conversations, but I wouldn't want to go into it so much until they, you know, decide that it's something they're ready to move ahead with.
Timothy Gibbons, the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.